Hi everyone, this is John, and I am sending a boo from Peru. It's Saturday afternoon, and I'm with Phil, and we're in Lima. What time is it? It's just coming up to 4 o'clock, and it's our second day here. We arrived last night about 6 o'clock, and we're just taking a bit of relaxed time before we get our early flight up to Cuzco tomorrow. So, Phil, what's your first impressions of being in Peru, Phil?
First impressions? I think I've just made one. It's a bit basic, and I'm saying too many airs, so back to you.
We're staying in El Faro Hostel. It's all right, actually. It is basic. Phil's claiming that the bathroom in my room is bigger than the one in his, which is actually true because he hasn't got one.
You've got a fridge as well. I haven't got a fridge.
I've got a fridge and I've got a table as well, but we think the table was specially imported for our arrival. If we go up for something to eat, we think the table's been sent ahead of us. The sound you can hear in the background is Phil trying to light a cigarette. We bought two lighters off a street vendor last night. They've had us off. They don't work. It's the worst four sol we ever spent.
Can I just say that smoking is not big and it's not clever, but it does help with altitude sickness. It really does. So
that's what we've been told by our guide today. So when we hit 4,000 meters day after tomorrow, we'll be told we'll be in fine fettle, and we won't be able to light a cigarette though, because they've had our pants down with these lighters. So I'm going to go back and get my money back. I think we might be jet lagged. I'm not sure I should post this boo. So we're having those of you at home who are worrying about us, we're having a quiet afternoon, and we're being responsible, and we're looking after ourselves, aren't we? And what about that flight? What was the cabin like on that flight?
I'm not sure about the flight, but I've noticed you've got a bed in your room as well. It's something else you've got. The flight was really different. I reckon those airport seats, the airplane seats, was like something from the 1950s. My granddad wouldn't have allowed seats like that in his house. He'd have thrown them out.
The cabin we were in, it looked like a National Express coach with half the seats missing. Should we talk about the weather? What's the weather like here?
It's always grey here and it's always damp. The sun never shines. And we're on our first date tonight, I think.
Yeah. And we've met the group of people that we're going to be trekking with. Four members of an American family, man and wife, and the father of the wife and the father of the husband. I'm not going to comment on that. A girl from Australia called Rosie, who's not sure if she's actually going to do the trek. She's told everybody she's got a medical problem. And a lad who calls himself Charlie A. Two brothers, Carlos and Osvaldo. But what do you keep calling them, Phil?
Carlos and Tevez.
I don't think they're getting the joke. They're both from Ecuador.
This lighter's not working.
That lighter doesn't work. She's had our pants down there, mate. Honestly, she absolutely has. Don't take it apart. So, anyway, we're all fine, and we're having a good time, as you can probably tell. But it all gets a bit serious tomorrow, because we're...
This doesn't work either.
Phil's now, he's pulled the legs off my table and he's rubbing the table legs together to light his cigarette. But we're off doing it proper tomorrow. So we're a 6:30 flight tomorrow morning to Cuzco, and Wi-Fi and stuff like that, which we don't expect to get. We'll try to boo again later. But for now, it's goodbye from Peru from me. And it's...
We are not a couple. Thank you.
Goodbye from Peru, from him. This is Louis Walsh and Mark Lamar signing off. See you later. Bye.